Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masachos Krisos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas to Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecha to find Zivug Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now we concluded the previous Mishnah by telling us that if a person ate one half Zayas of, let's say, Chelev, and then he ate another half Zayas of Chelev, so we combine those two half Zaysim to be considered a full Zayas, and then he's going to be Chayav a Karbon. So now the Mishnah asks, Bekama Yisha Eichlon, how long is this person allowed to wait in between these two halves and still we're able to consider him as having eaten a full Kazayas? So we're going to be Mechayav him. Here's a first opinion. Rav Meir says, we look at it as if he was eating it as klayos. Klayos is toasted grain. In other words, we take the whole kazayas, we pretend it's broken up into tiny little pieces of toasted grain, and if he waited in between the two halves no more than the amount of time it would take to eat this entire piece if it was broken up into tiny little pieces, so then he's still chayiv. If not, then he's putter. However, Rav Meir holds that if it just took him a very long time to eat this entire zayas, he was just chewing very, very slowly, just taking his good old merry time, even if it took him the entire day to eat one kezias, he still would be chayiv because he didn't break, he didn't pause in between. However, Chacham argue, and they say, he's only be chayiv if he waited no more from the beginning of his eating till the end of his eating, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, which literally means half, and that's referring to half of a loaf of bread, which is either 3 or 4 beitzim. In other words, the Chacham argue their meyer, and they hold that even if he's not breaking in between the two halves, he's eating the whole thing straight, consistently, he still has to eat it within this time frame of Kedei Achilas Pras in order to be able to be Chayev. Similarly says the Mishnah, Achal Chal Tamein, let's say a person ate Tamei food, Vishasa Mashkin Tamein, or he drank Tamei drinks, and that would make him Tamei, and now he's not allowed to eat Trumor or Kachim, for example, or Shasar Vias Yain, he's a Kayin, and he drank a Vias of wine, Vinichas L'Mikdash, and he went to the base of Mikdash, which is an Isser, so he only would be considered Tamei, or he would only be Chayev if Vishal Kedei Achilas Pras, if he waited no more than Achilas Pras. Now, Blazer just comments on this last case of a kohen drinking wine and then going to the base of Mikdash, im hifzik ba, if he paused even a little bit, or even put the tiniest bit of water into the wine, potter is potter, because not considered like he drank ervius of wine. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to discuss a person's chayv achatos, yesh oichal achilo achas, a person could just do one eating, which means he could eat just one kezayas, v'chayv aleha arba chatois v'asham echad, and he could be chayv 4 separate karbonis chatos and 1 karbon asham for eating that one kezayas. What would the situation be? Tamei, the person himself is Tamei. Shachos a chelev, he ate a piece of chelev, which is forbidden fats from a carbon. And vahaya nisar, it was also nisar, which means that this carbon, this chelev, was left beyond the time that it's technically allowed to be eaten. And also minim gdashim, it was from a carbon. And ubiyam kippurim, he ate it on yom kippur. And in all these, he's chayv a chatos. And for the fact that it's mukdashim, that's designated to the base of mikdash, he's chayv a carbon asham, because that's called me'ila. It's misappropriating hektish for his own benefit. Therefore, we have 4 chatos and 1 asham. Now, Rameir says, if it also happened to have been Shabbos, and he brought it out from, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim in his mouth, so that's the Isra carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another, Chayiv, he'd be Chayiv for that as well. However, Amrulai, they told him, Einam in Hashem, that's not in the same category. You're right, he would technically be Chayiv for that, but he's not Chayiv this Chatos because he ate the meat. It's for a totally different reason. It's because he carried it from one Rosh Hashanah to another, and therefore your situation, Rameir, can't be included in this line of a person could do one eating and be Chayiv for Chatos. And Asham. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav with more scenarios of how a person could do one act and be chayev multiple lavim for that. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.